So middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Nun Ches, on Reishiyot Amud Beis, halacha of which places that are called and closed for residential purposes. Siv Beis, page 420. Manikar Mukav Ezrichin Zedaf Reishiyot Aleph Ladira. What's called and closed for residential purposes? Zeh Shabbana Beis Dira. This is someone who built a residence. Oh, you should pass like Pesach Mi Beis. Or he made an opening from his house. And then he enclosed it. Now, if it was enclosed now for the residential purpose, for the name of residence, now it's enclosed. But as we say, it has halacha like a car. It's not enclosed for residential purpose. He wants to make it into a place that he could carry. He wants to enclose the residential purposes. So in the talk, if it's cool, he doesn't have to demolish the whole wall. Ella, rather, what he should do is like this. If it's my period to be yisim asara, he should make a breach that's more, even though it says asara, which is lashon zachar. Being on the bottom, it means eser, meaning more than 10 amos. Now, it comes out that the home is open to it without a enclosure, because there's a breach. Breach is like it's not enclosed. Then they should go back and refence that breach. That's one option. Or if he doesn't want to do, or let him do 11, and then he has that one amma more than 10 ammas, but es ammas pesachet. And then, when he fixes that 11th one, then he has the 10 ammas, that's an opening. But he pursues chabsevokav, and therefore, it's considered being open to it and then enclosed. Now, minparts amma gudar. Now, if let's say he breaks an amma and he fences it in, but v'chazu v'farts amma it's a mashagad, and then he goes to the next amma that he breaks that, but next to the one that he fixed. Because of us again, he continues doing this until he completes it to 10 amas. Muta, that's also permitted. Says Mishmar, Siv Katan, Yotah. So he said, what's called a Mukav Ladira? It's if you build a residence, or you had an opening from your home, and then you went and you enclosed it. Koi Gam Abonna by Bais Duration is also going on this Achakach Kifa. It's going on the first case also of when you built the house first. In other words, the beach, abundant bias by some welcome weather, if you built the house in that place. And then you enclose that area. The nimsa comes out of bias, but see, so the house now is in the middle. Whether you built a house near that area, and then you had an opening from the house to this area of Akach, and then you enclose it. Regarding all this, next mukav l'shem dira, then it's considered enclosed for residential purposes. Because l'shem tashmish dira hekifei, that you had it enclosed for the purposes of residential reasons. But if you had first enclosed it, and then you built the house, or even if you had first built it, but and then you enclosed behind the house, but just there wasn't any opening, there wasn't any doorway to go out over there from there to the enclosed area. So it comes out that the enclosure wasn't for residential purposes, because the mukha is obvious to loya sol tashmish tod labayis. You had to make it for a constant utility for the house, because you didn't even have a doorway how to get there. But now you should know the mchasha b'feirush, if he thought explicitly b'shosh hikiv l'makom hazeh, when he was enclosed in this area, sheyivne boy bayis achagach, that he's going to build a house afterwards. Ba'karva hazeh, and that this enclosed area, yehikam haychatsa, should be like a courtyard. Oy, b'shabayis, b'shabayis bonim etchila. Or when the house was built first, and then he at the end the house. And he was thinking when he made the enclosure, that he's going to make an opening in the house for this side, so that he could use the area that's enclosed for the purposes of what he needs in this house. Maybe he had to say, that's called enclosed for residential purposes, because he did enclose for that purpose. Shar Tzion Ischav Aleph says, even the Prima God Meshuchat Nachrab doesn't sound like this. And like the words, it sounds like from the Chiddush HaRashba, end of the second parak, with the Maisa of the Varnko. However, says we're inclined regarding this to be lenient, because since the Shid Zeram, it sounds like that when you enclose with the intention of just the intention of residential purposes, that's also effective. Sounds like, according to him, that since you're fencing in, or you're fixing the fence with intention, that for now it should have a shem dira, and it's going to be permitted to carry inside of it. That's enough. Because with that, it doesn't look like a karmless. And even though the Rabbi Maggid disagrees on them. However, the Pashas, Hashas, and the Pirish Rabbi Nechanan, the Lef, and the Eshkol, and the Riaz sound also like that, that you don't need to have all these conditions that are mentioned by the Mechaber, the way it was already pointed out by the Baal Teres Chaim, the Meser Kechluk, but then even if we're going to hold Nalik Terambam, however, in this situation, it would seem that even the Rabbi Maggid would be inclined to be lenient, since he explicitly thought regarding the purpose of utility. And what does it bother us? It's possible that it's good, and more that to start from the chutzah and then to build the house, and that's as obvious over the Lashon of Rabbi Maggid himself. If you look over there, notice you could combine regarding this, the Pin Ramah is lenient shortly, it's Makel B'Samach Labayis, you have near the house, even without even having an opening, to show when you have an opening afterwards. That's us also inclined to pin the Leil Shabbos. Look over there, and that's that depends on the Teres Chaim. Siv Katan Chaf. So we said, but the Maya Moka Pahulu, but if it was enclosed for non-residential purposes, and wants to enclose it, Breitza Lakifoi L'Shem Dira Kach Tzarech Lema. What it should say is, and he wants to enclose it for the L'Shem Dira. Because it is enclosed already. That's how they quote these words. The intention is because he wants to start using this enclosed area on a regular basis. But it's not effective. Because the walls have been made for this purpose. So what he should do is yifritz by. He should make a breach. Now, even this breach of 110 amas doesn't have to be the whole height of the wall all the way down to the bottom. As long as the height doesn't remain of 10 tfachim, that's enough, because a wall that has less than the height of 10 tfachim, that's not called mechitza, that's breaching that the length of that wall space. So you have to make a breach, now, if it was already breached 10, now you could just make a breach a little bit more, v'saki, now it's already too much, a pesach is up till 10 amas, make a little bit more, you already made a breach. So when him tzabayis pesuch and comes out to the house is open to it without a heck if given the nifritz kol kach since it's breached so much nisbat lo kol mechitzah all the partitions are nullified but full of zeshu emet adayin even this which is still standing and you kill this it's like demolished so then sivkan chabtal yam beyach zviyakte and so go back in now fence it up l'shim kavan zdi for the purposes of a dwelling sivkan chavhei hapir tzakul of the whole breach but then something is a moisit towards a pesach we make a form of a doorway there should be in the pirza. Now also it's the same thing. Now it's not a breach in which you can make it to a sepesach. You don't have to fix anything. Sevkot and chafav or ahama yisera, just that extra ama. From the parts ama rak ma'at, if you didn't breach the ama just a little bit, certainly dois ma'at v'saki, then you just fix that a little bit, and that's enough. As the Shartzi Nois Chavav says, that you find the Gemara in place, it doesn't mention at all how much you have to breach more than 10. It says Shabbos Teichu, the regard is not muchach, and sevkot and chafzayin, atshash lima liyesim asar till more than 10, kach tzach lemetzur to say. And then Sivkan Chavchaz, then Mutter, then it's going to be permitted.
Meaning, the Chiddush in this halacha is, but we don't say, oh, Kibin Le Paratz Asar B'Vasachas, since you didn't breach the 10 Amos in one shot, but Le God B'Vasachas, neither did you fence in one shot. But have a heck of L'Shem Dir, that wouldn't make it being enclosed for the residential purposes. No, Elikivin Dehashda Mia, have a Chiddush, a heck of Yisim Esa. No, since right now there is a newness of this being enclosed of more than 10 amas. Lasher hekif l'shem dir, that is considered as being enclosed for residential purposes. Bir halacha, b'maschel, ayshapaschel l'pesach. So he said, what's called a mokav l'dira? Either you build a base dira, or you have an opening from his house into that area. So he's looking prima gun, and it's doubtful to say that maybe the same thing would be a window, not a pesach. Now, truth is, even in the El Yerab and El Shabbos, the way they bring from the Mabit sounds like that the same would be windows. However, it's still a novelty, and the Gemara doesn't mention but just a Pesach, an opening. You could say that Dafka Pesach, because it's recognizable that you're thinking to utilize the area that's in front of the Pesach, which is not the case by windows, where it's primarily used for light, and also it's not possible to utilize through the windows in a permanent way, so it wouldn't be called through that Hekel Hashem Dira. And the Prima Gadim did very well, they remain with this with the Tzarechin. However, even if you can say it is effective, that's Dafka if Mishtamish at least through those windows for the Karfif. But if it's not meant but just to look through them out into the Karfif, for sure, it's not going to be effective, not going to be helpful. That that if you have a Pesach opening from your house, now if the outer wall of the house collapses and you remain with the inner wall, that's not effective because it was not meant for what's on the outside, it was only meant for what's on the inside, says the Magen Avraham. Which the Dershowitz 16 brings, the source of this is from the Magen Avraham. The Mishpura later on, the end of Sivkot and Kof Aleph, brings his words with more explanation. Bin Chaznish, to differentiate regarding this between these cases, that is like, number one, if in the beginning he had an opening from his house to the Karfuf and then he closed it, so the Karfuf remains permitted even when the outer wall of the house collapses, because since from three sides it remains from the Karfuf, mechitzas that are hook for the deer. Number two, if before he builds the house, he enclosed the Karfuf on three sides, when he built the house, he first built the wall that functioned as the fourth side of the Karfuf, and he made an opening to the Karfuf, and only afterwards did he build the other three walls of the house, that when the wall that separates between the house and the Karfuf, the Hekif is in his battle, and the Karfuf is Asr, because since this wall made the Karfuf Mokel Badira, and now it's not here, the three walls of the house that are closing now the Karfuf, they're not considered Mokel Badira, because you didn't do any action, rather you just removed the wall that separates between them and the Karfuf. Number three, if after he builds the three walls of the Karfuf, he builds the three walls of the house that are not near the Karfuf, and then he builds the fourth wall that's between the house and the Karfuf, then the Karfuf is considered Mokel Badira, even after this wall collapses, because since the Karfuf was permitted through the three walls of the house before he made this wall between the house and the Karfuf, because when he made them, they closed the breach of the Karfuf on the fourth side, it's considered through this as Pasach L'Psefukov, since for the residents, there is an opening and there's an entry and an exit to the Karfuf. So you have an opening from the house and then you enclose it. But if you enclose it and then you make an opening from the house, that's not effective. Now, if in the beginning the Karfuf was enclosed from three sides and on the fourth side he made a house and made an opening, Rebbe Gordon is inclined that it's effective. And the reason for that is because since before he made over the walls of the house, so that side was breached more than 10 amas. And Mela is not considered the circumference for anything. It comes out that now, when you close this side with the wall of the house, it's considered now a hike of the deer, which the deer show 17 brings. From his words, it sounds like that the fourth side is totally breached. Chaznish writes, in such a case, even if the length of the breach is less than 10 amas, it's permitted because since before he built the wall of the house, forbidden to carry in the Karfuf, as brought in later on Shin Samach Masar, it's only through that he built the wall that you're allowed to carry over there. This, the Be'er Halacha mentions Yosef Masara, it's talking about where, in the way that the fourth side is fenced by in part, that then only if the piritza is bigger than 10 amas, then it's considered Mokel Adira by building the wall of the house. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 11. Our streets, when they're enclosed with partitions, like the halacha, the Chaznish writes, they're considered mukaf madira, like the halacha, pasach b'sev hukaf, since the homes and the courtyards open up into them. Now, specifically streets, or areas that function for the dwelling of the homes, but open spaces that are found inside the city that people don't usually utilize. Right over there, that has a halakha of a karfuf, which is very, very fundamental for Erevin. Now, if they're bigger than Beis HaSayim, and they're not enclosed with mechitzas by themselves, so then they would make the whole city forbidden. But he writes that we're not careful regarding this. Maybe you could say that since they're totally breached to the city, they're not considered as their own independent areas, and they're buffed to the city and remain sort of tzarchim. Now, if they are enclosed with their own walls, and in those walls there's a breach that's more than 10 amas, so then they would be forbidden, and they forbid the whole city, because in such a case, they're considered independent, and not one place with the city, and since the city is breached to them, so they make them forbidden, like the halacha of Parsla Makamas, when you breach to a forbidden area. Now regarding open areas that are around the city, Chaznish writes, that even if they're within the walls of the city, however, if they don't function, if they don't have any utility there at all, they have a halacha like a karfuf shlahuk v'ladira, whether if they're planted, whether if they're just empty open areas, and if they're bigger than Beis HaSayim and they're not enclosed with their own partitions, they make the city forbidden. However, if they're close to the city, and the norm is that people walk through them, it's possible they consider it as a courtyard, and in these large areas for sure, however, one cannot be lenient. there's number 12, depending on the chaznish, that there's a difference between a chatzar, that's primarily made to use to function for the utility of the house, and therefore even if you surround it with the intention of opening up a Pesach over there or to build a house afterwards, considered Mokeves Adir, and it's inclined that a chatzar is considered Mokeves Adir even before you build a house, or before a Pesach is opening from his house over there. Comes out that in this detail, the chaznish is more mikkel than the Mishnah Berurah. According to Mishnah Berurah, even if it's going to be effective, what you have in mind to open over there, pass it under the house, that's only after you make the opening, as Bern Shard seen at the end of the Sifka and Chafalf. Whereas according to chaznish, it's effective in the chatzar even before you make the opening. Whereas a karfiv, for example, a storehouse where you have utility that the house doesn't need, that it's considered mukha pladira, is only because the house is open to it, that if you, when you fenced it in, the house was not open over there, it's not considered a mukul adira, even if you have a mind to have an opening of a house to over there or to build a house. Now, in the Ha'aris, in the comments to the same Mishnah Halacha, as he writes, that it seems the Mishnah Berurah also permits only when you surround it for the utility of a chatzir, because the Shulchan Aruch passes later on, Tuf Alef, Saf Alef, that by Stam Ha'aris, general cities are considered mukul adira, because since the norm is to build originally the homes and then to surround the walls around them afterwards, it sounds like that if you surround it with the intention of building afterwards, it's not considered as mukul adira. That contradicts what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. So he writes, you have to differentiate. Here it permits only when you utilize the area that's surrounded for the purpose of tashmish chatzah. And there's talking about in a way that they don't function in the area of surrounded, like tashmish of utility of a courtyard. That sounds like from his words over here that he writes, that the karfiv should be like a chatzah, and that sheyuchal ishtamash b'akav tzarech habayis. And he wonders over there, so why does the chaznish disagree on the Mishnah Berurah? But in the words of Chaznish, you see that there are three sides regarding a chatzah that's surrounded with the intention of opening up a house over there. One, that even if in the beginning he did not have in mind to open up his house over there, it's effective. Number two, that only if possible, said hukuf. That's a Dishan Lachas Medak in the words of Chaznish. And number three, that you should have to have in mind when he's doing the enclosure that the area should function for the chatzah of the house that's going to open up over there, and then it's considered already beginning as a Rosh Hashanah. Chaznish also writes that this is all only regarding courtyards that were in times of Chacham, where they function over the utilities of the house. But courtyards and our streets, that they don't have a ma'il of a chatzar that has the utility of a dira on its own, and not because that it's secondary to the house that's on the side of it, has lacha like a karfif that is not permitted only if pasach b'sev hukuf, that they first made the openings and then they enclosed it. Dish number 13, construction sites where people don't walk over there. Ms. Gerelds instructs that if they're near the homes of the city that already settled, and they're going to be part of the city, and they already started preparing their building, they don't have a lacha like a karfif, and you don't have to fence them in so that they don't make forbidden to carry in the city. Dish number 14. Shabura said, since it's so breached, so it's in the spot called machitzis. Even the part that's still around. Another way that's possible to remedy the courtyard and to make a mukapas al-dir, the Chaznish writes that you could make a breach by the keren zavis, by the corner of the fence, a breach that's a width of four tvachim, as the Dusha brings the picture. On the diagonal, it's four tvachim, the corner. As Burton Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Alf said, Bezin Mishbur, but this of Kun Yud, in such a case, now let it carry in the enclosed area, and then you go back and you close up that breach for the purpose of dira. And means he concludes over there that he didn't analyze this, you know, currently. Now, if there's a mound beneath the Tzuras HaPesach, in a way that's mevatel from the Tzuras HaPesach, its validity, and then he removes the mound after that he opened up the base dira to the karfiv, Rabbi David Landa in his Gilin to Mishnah Berurah is not sure if that's considered pasuk b'sevukav, or since he didn't really introduce something new, he just removed something that disqualifies, that's not effective. He's also not sure regarding if you remove from the Tzuras HaPesach blitis, protrusions, so that's not pischi shamoi, would that be effective to consider the karfa as pasach b'sevukav? Question number 15. If it separates between the house and the area that was surrounding a garden or a karmelis, that it's mechitza not made halachically, Chaznish writes, that's not considered that the house is opened up inside of it, because since the Pesach of the Dira to the Mukkab that's Mukkab is effective, because the area comes through that Mukkab of the Dira. If it's something that's separated between them or Shus that's not his own, it's possible it's not considered that the Bais of Besuch L'Teche, even if he has a path going through his friend's property.